there's a brand new drug you can take.
Botox Epic.
Introducing Botox Epic, the twice-weekly injection that counteracts the effects of your other twice-weekly injection.
After taking Ozempic, my face started to look like John Goodman, which is never good, man.
By adding Botox to Ozempic, you can tighten those hollow cheeks and sagging jowls. And best of all, when all the muscles on your face are completely deadened, it's even harder to eat food.
Thanks to Botox Ozempic, I look as fit and youthful as Sharon Osbourne.
So ask your doctor about taking Botox Ozempic, and when they say, "I think that's really dangerous," find another doctor who doesn't care.
Botox Epic.
For when the new you starts to look old.
It's become a real thing in Hollywood. I direct your attention to the New York Post. I'll post the story so you can see what they're calling Ozempic face in Hollywood. Plastic surgeons, warning, it's taken over Hollywood. Of course, they would rather have your face to cut, nip and tuck.
Of course.
To tighten it up.
Yes.
But this is a definite thing connected to this. Several doctors claim to the New York Post that celebrities from John Goodman to Sharon Osbourne are among those hit hardest by the condition. Some side effects of taking Ozempic include sunken eyes, gaunt cheeks, saggy skin, often making the user appear older and more deflated. Ozempic face is essentially the same characteristics we see when patients have rapid or regular weight loss. We see a loss of volume in the face, and when we lose fat in the face, we see signs like the cheeks being more sunken, more sagging skin, and a general hollowing out of features. And some of these pictures are kind of frightening.
Yeah. No thanks.
Yeah.
There's other ways of losing weight.
I think I'm getting close to 40 pounds, give or take. And I'm very glad I've done it the old-fashioned way. I've cut out a few unhealthy things, but I'm still enjoying good stuff.
Smaller portions.
And exercising my ass off, which is working. It's working. And, you know, got to give a shout-out to Ryan Turner at Infusion because he's the guy that kind of inspired all of it back in October. In fact, I'm looking forward to my annual exam because I think my blood pressure is perfect. Usually is. But all the other things should be in good shape, too.
I just got a good report. So I'm really happy about that.
Yes, and you worry yourself to death every time you go in.
I do. I mean,
well, let's face it. Natural. What's the point in going to the doctor? You go there and give them a chance to find the thing that could or maybe will kill you, right?
Right.
And one day, if you live a long enough life, the doctor's going to say, "Hey, you've got this, and it's going to kill you." Whatever it is, it's just not. So far, they've given me nothing. Well, they tell me to quit smoking, obviously, but so far, so good, right?
Yeah. I mean, that would be good, though.
And I would challenge anybody. We've got a hill in Arrowhead I call Heartbreak Hill. Very steep incline. I could not. I've been able to pedal up that hill since the first time I tried, but you decrease the gears, you know, downshift, so you can
make it easier too.
A little bit easier.
Yeah, sure.
Well, now, a week ago today, I pedaled up that thing in high gear without shifting for the first time.
Wow.
And I did it twice yesterday.
Nice.
Buns of steel, buddy. That's, hey, remember that?
Buns of steel? Yeah.
Yeah, there was a book or something that had that term in it. But it works. It really does work. 8:05 is the time. We have shower thoughts in just a couple of moments, then a brand new edition of SRN News.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Dan Sigmund is a special agent with the FBI in the Financial Crimes Unit.
Particular cyber criminals and other complex financial criminals that work together, and that basically allows them to steal the victim's data.
You won't believe his stories. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Giving you something to think about. This is Morning Shower Thoughts.
A comb has teeth to brush your hair, and a toothbrush has hair to brush your teeth.
Morning Shower Thoughts.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thomas. Hello! A multi-billion-dollar foreign aid bill will soon be voted on by the Senate, perhaps as early as today after it cleared the House. The bill includes more money for Ukraine, along with Israel and Taiwan. Insisting that he committed no crime, former President Trump goes back to court this morning as his criminal trial continues. He's accused of trying to illegally influence the 2016 election. The defense says that trying to influence the outcome of an election is called democracy and is not a crime. Columbia University canceled in-person class. Police arrested dozens of students at New York University and Yale as anti-Israel protests roil a growing number of college campuses across the U.S. And a crackdown on how California utilities spend customers' money has failed to pass the state legislature. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 28 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Yeah, hard to find agreement on much these days, except here's one thing. How we pay for health care. It's too complex. It's too expensive. It's frustrating. Very few people are happy with it. And some people have genuine moral reservations about some of the stuff they're now forced to pay for. This is why MediShare is so refreshing. Hundreds of thousands of people have joined and are much happier with it. And not just because they're glad to be part of a Christian community that shares with each other or how it all works so reliably or the exceptional customer service or the massive network of providers. With MediShare, you save a substantial amount of money. For 30 years now, members have been saving an average of 50% on their health care because when you share, you save. And you don't have to sacrifice your values to get real value and something you're much happier with. Call now. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Let's get up. Come on. I'm sleepy and I'm tired. I'm running behind. Gotta get up and get out. Off an extra day, it feels kind of strange. It's already Tuesday now. Mini vacation, inebriation, drank a little too much wine. I'm really sad, I'm going back to work. I could have used a little more time. Like a Monday.
And it does for many people who had the benefit of yesterday off to celebrate Tecumseh's birthday at 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. Coming up, a contest to win a $20 CV Bistro gift card. Three songs. And all you have to do is figure out what these three songs have in common. First,
the Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
On your way into work this morning, did you see that spectacular full moon?
I watched it rise last night, and I watched it. It's funny. It kind of crossed the skies at an angle because it came up a good bit north of due east last night.
Yeah.
Looked beautiful. I saw it on my second bike ride. And then it was setting south of due west.
Officially, it's 97% full right now. It becomes full tonight. It's the full pink moon.
You know, I noticed where the part you can't see, the 3%, was on the lower left quadrant.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's where the shadow was still.
I did not know that. Nice warm-up begins today. Sunshine, comfortable. High temperature up to about 77 after this very chilly start this morning. Clear, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature 50. That's still below normal. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. We'll be up near 80. There is that weak front I was telling you about that's going to be moving southward through the state. I suppose there could be a shower somewhere along that, but mainly North Alabama. So I've got us essentially dry. You know, rain chances are not zero. Low 80s Thursday. Mid-80s, Friday, Saturday, mostly sunny skies. It's really a good forecast. 86 Sunday, more sun, so a nice weekend. Next storm system comes in early next week. Right now, this morning, clear, calm. It's 52 at 8:12.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
It's National Lover's Day.
You love so much.
I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you so, so much.
My love, there is so much love in this world.
We are so very much in love.
So much love.
My lover.
My lover.
To my love.
Happy National Lover's Day.
Showtime.
It is 12 minutes after 8 o'clock with news you can dance to. On News Talk 93.1 FM, it's time for Hard News, brought to you by Pioneer Concrete Technologies.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
The Trump trial in New York is a farce. And Brett Jarrett from Fox News reports that if your name is Trump, the standard of justice is just turned on its head. He's going to be judged by, what is it we're supposed to be allowed, a jury of our peers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's one of, she almost became one of Trump's peers.
I was shocked. I was sitting 6 feet away. And when I realized that Trump is there, I was like, oh, wow. I couldn't believe it. Everybody was shocked. Everybody was frozen. You know, he looked less orange. I think he looks bored. Like, he wants this to finish and go do his stuff.
Less orange.
Yeah. I know, I got to feel like justice is headed my way when I hear that. Anyway, we'll have more on this circus throughout the day here on News Talk 93.1 FM. 14 minutes after 8 o'clock, Tom Latham and the team at Pioneer and Concrete Technologies have a well-earned reputation for excellence. When anybody, you know, if you're contemplating a concrete project, or maybe you bump into somebody who says, well, I know somebody who does concrete and blah, 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 and you save some money. This is not something that you want to cut corners on because you can be left with a disaster. A good bit of the work that Pioneer and Concrete Technologies has done during their great history is correct projects that people thought they were saving money on the first time. They paid for it, and then 6 months later, they're having hauled out. Among the more egregious examples, somebody poured a patio on a horseshoe-shaped house or into a horseshoe-shaped courtyard, the house that went around it, and they only forgot one key component, drainage. So the first time there was a heavy rain, this customer not only had a flooded house, they had concrete with cracks because there was no allowance made for drainage. I mean, it's a lot more than pouring concrete, and it's also the kind of concrete you pour. Tom uses the best materials, so you get what you pay for, and it lasts. And they can do anything from refurbishing the Prattville High School football team to sidewalks, porches, patios, damp concrete, alleys, you name it. Many homeowners associations trust their investment to Pioneer Concrete Technologies when there is something in the neighborhood that needs to be fixed. They want it done right the first time. For an estimate on any project, big or small, call Tom Latham at 284-9292. You know, one of the great things you can do with this guy is just say, here's your canvas, Tom. What would you do with this, with concrete? And just, he's got an incredible imagination. And if you want to see the scope of their projects and creativity, visit them on Facebook. Or again, call Tom at 284-9292. That's Penny Earned Concrete Technologies.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right. What do these three artists have in common? I'm going to play you a clip. Three songs. Three artists. What do they have in common?
What do these three artists have in common?
Oh, yeah. You really got me.
Do these three artists have in common? The answer is on the way.
Yeah, from you at 272-9228.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So
these three artists have something in common. 272-9228. I know that, and a lot of that was classic rock. Our audience is pretty familiar with that genre. We share a lot of audience with Vault. 272-9228, if you think you know the answer. 272-9228. Should I play the clip one more time?
Yes.
What do these three artists have in common?
Oh, yeah. You really got me.
These three artists have in common. The answer is on the way.
272-9228.
Wasn't that just two?
No, it was actually it was a cover song going into that first song.
Okay.
By two different bands, and they edited it very good because I thought the same thing.
Yeah. See, so that confused me. Okay. Interesting.
It's the three of a kind trivia trifecta.
Am I correct in that?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
272-9228. So what common denominator? I'll tell you what. We'll use the time for a traffic update to find the winning answer. Because somebody's going to win.
Well, it looks like we have a new accident in Montgomery. This is going to be on Chantilly Parkway just before I-85. Please watch out for emergency vehicles there. Busy everywhere else. The accident that we had at the interchange, I-65-85, is out of the way. Traffic's moving smoothly through the interchange, just very busy. And the boulevards are very busy this morning, especially east-south around Baptist and East Boulevard at Vaughan and I-85. Please buckle up, drive carefully. If anything else happens, we'll let you know about it right here. Festival Plaza has it all. Enjoy a movie at AMC Festival Plaza Theater, then eat at the Bubbly Hen. All this and more at Festival Plaza. Taylor at Vaughan, Collier's Vantage Development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
All right, let's go to the phones. Oh. It's very, very quiet so far.
Okay. So we were just... So I know two of those.
But it's not identifying the artists. It's not, what they have in common.
Yeah, I understand.
I'll play it again.
What do these three artists have in common?
Oh, yeah. You really got me.
Do these three artists have in common? The answer is on the way.
Boy, this is tough for me.
Do you have any idea? We may have a call. We may have a winner here. Let's see. I think maybe because it is kind of a challenge, we'll give a couple of bonus entries in the grand prize drawing. Gina?
Okay.
Gina, good morning.
Hey, Gina.
It's your Friday.
Hey.
Dude, what do you think? What do they have in common?
The only thing I can think of is their names is one word.
Oh.
One word name on the band.
No.
But that's good.
But, hey, there's nothing wrong with any guess on this one. It's a tough contest.
Yeah, I was just taking a stab at it because I actually have no idea. Who's
this? Yeah, this is a tough one.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Let's see, who do we have? David.
Is that all?
What you think, Tom?
Let me see. The Kinks, Van Halen, and Hart. I'm going to say they're all in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's a great guess, but that's not the one thing that they really do have.
Okay, but you got the three.
Yeah, you did.
You got the three bands.
And you're welcome to call back, David. That was an excellent guess.
Take care. Bye.
All right.
272-9228. Steve.
Is it there's siblings in a band?
Siblings? Oh.
You're a winner.
Oh. Heart, of course, siblings.
Van Halen.
Van Halen and the Kinks.
The Kinks, Ray and Dave Davies.
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
When did that come to you? How did you, I'm very impressed.
Well,
Ann
and Nancy, Van Halen brothers. I was guessing about the Kinks, but that's the only thing that those three haven't come.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, there you go. Hang on. You have won a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card, and now you get to talk to Jay Scott. It is 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. 1819 News up next.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
Well, on Tuesday of this week, the Alabama House will be voting on a piece of legislation that prohibits the instruction of gender ideology in public schools. HB 130 is sponsored by state lawmaker Mac Butler. It expands a state prohibition on teaching gender identity and sexual orientation from just grades K through 5th grade to all grades K through 12 in public schools. An amendment that included this prohibition to space camp counselors was voted down while the bill was in committee, but lawmakers plan on bringing that amendment back up on the House floor. Several conservative groups in Alabama are in favor of this bill, the Eagle Forum of Alabama, Alabama Policy Institute, and the Alabama Republican Party. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
An elderly man who went missing from his home in Florence was found alive on Monday afternoon. 82-year-old Jimmy Butler has been missing for 2 days. He was found trapped in a ravine in the woods where he suffered minor injuries. Butler was then taken to Huntsville Hospital. A chase in Birmingham has landed one person in a hospital and the other in the custody of police. The chase began on Monday when the Homewood Special Operations Unit spotted drug activity occurring within a vehicle. The chase then started on Green Springs Highway and ended in downtown Birmingham. The passenger in the car told police upon his arrest that the driver pulled out a gun and shot himself after the car crash occurred. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
That was a great suggestion because I'm on Jack Ingram. Select usedcars.com right now, and I noticed they've added another vehicle to the under 10,000 category. In fact, it's not only under 10, it's under 9, it's under 8, it's under 7, it's under 6.
Wow.
Yeah, this is awesome.
How about, a kid that's going to be going to college
soon,
you know?
You want to make sure the car is reliable, and the kid will want to make sure that it looks nice. And they've got a 2008 Lincoln MKZ base there. That is a handsome car.
A Lincoln, boy.
Yeah. Black exterior, in excellent condition, and it's passed all the tests that the Ingram family requires of any vehicle they're putting back out on the market for resale. It means they've been under the hood, and 84 different points under the engine all meet factory specifications. Can't beat that. The Carfax vehicle history report is clean, or it would not be here. The body shop has reconditioned it. And then, and only then, does a vehicle get the guarantees that come with your Jack Ingram Select used car. And those include roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, limited warranty so you can drive with confidence, not to mention rental car reimbursement for the duration of the warranty period. So all you have to think about, you need $6,000. For a really well-built, excellent condition luxury vehicle like a Lincoln MKZ base.
That's really something these days.
Yeah. $59.97. I don't recall the last time I've seen a car that looked that good at that low of a price.
Right.
You'll find it at Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Okay. 25 lending partners. They'll get you done on a loan, and you can shop from this starting point at $59.97. They got a Jetta there that's under $9,000. Another great starter car for a new driver in the family, or if you just need extra wheels, whether it's the school line, they've got sedans, SUVs, sports cars too, including a Corvette that's there under $20,000. With only 64,000 miles on it over 25 years, it's beautiful. Jack Ingram Select UsedCars.com. The entire Ingram family of products, brand new Nissans, Volkswagen, Volvos, Audis, Porsches, and Mercedes-Benz on the Boulevard and under JackIngram.com. Back to the traffic, Dajon.
Well, it looks like we have a new accident in Montgomery. This is going to be on Chantilly Parkway just before I-85. Please watch out for emergency vehicles there. Busy everywhere else. The accident that we had at the interchange, I-65-85, is out of the way. Traffic's moving smoothly through the interchange, just very busy. And the boulevards are very busy this morning, especially east-south around Baptist and East Boulevard at Vaughan and I-85. Please buckle up, drive carefully. If anything else happens, we'll let you know about it right here. Festival Plaza has it all. Enjoy a movie at AMC Festival Plaza Theater, then eat at the Bubbly Hen. All this and more at Festival Plaza. Taylor at Vaughan, a Collier's Managed Development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Big news, the biggest and best compact track loader has come to Thompson Tractor in Montgomery. It's the next generation Cat Compact Track Loader. With more power and a larger cab, this machine will boost your productivity and your business. Right now, Thompson is offering special deals on existing compact track loaders to make way for the new machines. So come to their new Cat Compact Track Loader Demo Day on May 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 10120 Highway 80 East in Montgomery. Call 334-215-5000 for more details.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Shut up, dummy. Screw off.
It's unbelievable.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Reviews of Taylor Swift's new album suggest she's hit a creative low and her lyrics have never been worse. Or to put it another way, pack your toothbrush, Travis Kelce. CBS canceled CSI Vegas. CBS viewers haven't been this disappointed since their great-grandchildren took away the car keys. The city of Los Angeles may have to eliminate non-essential positions due to financial crisis. Rest in peace, Chargers. Astronauts will take plants when they go to the moon in 2026, which puts us one step closer to many people's ultimate dream, lunar doobies. This is not headline news.
Did you know? I did not know this until we had David Blackman on. By the way, yesterday's Idiocracy Tour is now available on a link on my Facebook page if you missed it.
Okay.
The first guy to step up for the prosecution was a pecker.
Yeah.
I know, cheap laughs. Editor of the National Enquirer. I guess if your last name is Pecker, working for the Enquirer, you probably have a kind of a limited field. To make your name?
Mr. Pecker.
Unless you want to be a urologist, I suppose.
Mr. Pecker.
Yeah, I'm a Pecker. Oh, that's Dr. Pepper I'm thinking of.
God.
He was called by the prosecution to testify about the fact that his publication conspired with Trump to buy the rights to the Stormy Daniels story related to Trump and then refused to publish anything about it. This case is a joke. It's a bad joke on all of us. In the meantime, he's on trial also, or will be, or this whole die. At least the judge in that case is trying to establish some fairness. But the current president did the exact same thing with documents. But it was found after a very deep dive and investigation that, well, jurors would perceive him as an elderly man with a poor memory.
Right.
So we're not going to find, it's just like the time pie-faced James Comey stood in front of America and I was on my way to North Carolina driving through the beautiful mountains listening to him read off over 300 infractions of national security and then he said, but no reasonable prosecutor would pursue charges. This double standard is not healthy for America. By the way, let's not forget, a week from today we have the next city council meeting. We cannot let the angst and anger over what happened to Ms. Dix, the woman that was paralyzed from the waist down because some thug didn't really think of, you know, 1 p.m, it's a great time for gunfire. Crossfire. On a busy, yeah. It's got to stop. It's just got to stop. And we're the only ones that can do that. We just got to demand more. I'm thirsty now that I've made this impassioned plea for justice in America, so I'm going to turn it over to Jay Scott.
Mike Murphy's on his way.
No!
Yes. Because they have an early game tomorrow. Oh,
so, yeah.
Yeah, that's why he's coming in today. Just letting you know. Heirloom Jewelers.
Heirloom Jewelers.
Yes, here in Montgomery is a different kind of jewelry store. Basically a one-of-a-kind jewelry store because that is exactly what they sell. Also for the fact that it's one person. It is one person that owns and runs that place. They do have hours, but you need to make an appointment because, again, it's just him. Troop Booth is who I'm talking about. Call and make that appointment. 260-0066. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4. Saturday, 10 to 2. But it is by appointment only. You need to call and make that appointment. He gives free evaluations, and he's very honest with the pricing there. He's got a degree from the Gemological Institute of America. So if you've got jewelry that you're kind of curious as to what the value of it is, or maybe if you think, hey, would this be difficult to sell? Could you help me sell it? He is available to do all of those things, to look at the jewelry and tell you what you've got on your hands there and how much you can get for it, and he can help you sell it as well. If he doesn't have a buyer here local, he goes to plenty of shows around the Southeast, and he can use that, take that and go to those shows and get it sold that way. So he can help you out with that, depending on the piece that you've got. But you got to call him. You got to talk to him. 260-0066. They're located on Vaughn Road. 6948 Vaughn Road, just near Watchman Drive. The store has been around since 1977. His grandparents opened that store. He's been running it since 2015, and he is there to give you that fair and honest values and pricing. See the inventory by going to their Facebook page or their Instagram page, or you can go online to heirloomjewelers.com and see their collection and the history of all the different pieces that they've got at Heirloom Jewelers. 260-0066 and online at heirloomjewelers.com.
Forgive me, that was uncontrollable.
Just right in the middle.
It was just an uncontrollable
Wait, you do the weather a lot more than I do live spots, so I will tell
you. Why don't you just let everybody know that you suffer from Tourette's yawning? And there's nothing you can do about it. There's no medical treatment for it. There's no cure.
That was embarrassing. I apologize.
I'm going to make so many different noises during your weather broadcast.
We got the weather coming up now, Jay.
Oh, good. The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Alabama's personal injury attorney, me, Johnny Adams of the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert, everyone.
How would you like a warm-up? Sunshine, comfortable today with a high around 77. Clear skies with that full moon tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 50, so not as cold as it was the last couple of nights.
Need some wood?
Lots of sunshine tomorrow, high near 80. I think the rain chances are very tiny, but not zero late tomorrow into early Thursday as a weak front. Move southward. Low 80s Thursday, mid 80s Friday and Saturday. Mostly sunny skies. 86 on Sunday with more sun. The weekend forecast looks great. Right now this morning, clear skies, calm winds. It's 52 at 8:37.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Our friends at MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body, have been in business, the paint and body business, for over four decades. And there's not a lot of paint and body businesses that have not come and gone, let's say, in the last 40 years, because many have come and gone. But it's easy to take shortcuts in the paint and body business, but they don't do that at Montgomery Paint and Body. That's not the way they roll. That's not the way Donnie Turner is wired. As a matter of fact, he started the business because of maybe some shortcuts some others were taking in the, and Donnie does not do that. It's attention to detail, meticulous, dedicated, consistent, trustable. That's why I've been going there for over 35 years. Tell your insurance agent that you prefer to have your car fixed at Montgomery Paint and Body. That is certainly your choice. The phone number's easy, and we all get a little flustered if, you know, we're in some sort of mishap in the car. 27-WRECK with the W. Every tow truck driver in town knows how to get to Montgomery Paint and Body, believe me. And it is certainly the reason why that their detail is just amazing. That's why we always say Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new, maybe better.
All right, we haven't finished our coverage of the Trump trial. Up next is correspondent Menthol Meredith and her thoughts, and we'll talk some biscuits baseball too. Skipper, what you got? It's 8:39.
New accident, 3400 block of Atlanta Highway. That's going to be right near the Shell station there. Please watch out for emergency vehicles. We had an accident earlier on Chantilly Parkway right before I-85. Please watch out for them trying to clear that one. Hopefully that one is out of your way, but please use caution. Still very busy all over Montgomery, including the interchange, I-65 and 85. Still got a little slow traffic. Chantilly to Taylor through the construction zone. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Come by and check out the next generation compact track loaders at Thompson Tractor with more power and a larger cab. This machine's built to impress. Join Thompson Tractor at their Montgomery demo event May 9th. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Shannon, how can you let the people in Montgomery know about what Daddy does?
You mean tell people he's a foot doctor?
Yeah, a podiatrist. There's got to be a way to spread the word about the surgeries he does and stuff.
You mean like bunions and hammer toes?
Yeah, and treating heel pain, burning in the feet, and corns.
Like that time that lady had fungus in her toenails and they started looking better?
I just want people to know that my dad, Dr. Brian Keeley, can be seen without a referral and he accepts most insurances.
You should probably give them the phone number, 265-7585.
Yeah, 265-7585.
I just said that.
Well, let's say it again.
265-7585. Maybe we should tell them our offices are in Montgomery and Greenville.
You just did.
Like us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care. And remember, happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, everybody and their dogs talking about Trump being on trial. Aw, I miss being on trial. I know that might sound kind of weird, but man, nothing gets your blood pumping like sitting in front of a jury and trying to convince them that, no, I did not embezzle $8,000 from Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, and y'all, I've been on trial for all kinds of crap, and it's a rush. But a couple weeks ago, I was arraigned for my involvement with an illegal sheep insemination ring, but I ended up getting acquitted when it was revealed that I was technically married to the prosecutor for 48 hours in the 90s. Lucky duck. Okay, y'all. I gotta go. These mosquitoes are just eating me alive, so I'm about to take a deep bath and reclaim my life.
It is 8:43 on News Talk 93.1 FM. At this time, today, we're going to talk some Biscuits baseball with our buddy Mike Murphy, the general manager of your Montgomery Biscuits.
Butter up.
I am auditioning for a job with the team. I have a few hours spare time this
season. Yeah, sure.
See if I can't make my way down to the field. How you doing, Mike?
We're doing great. If you let me know what you want to audition for, and we'll figure it out. You can take my spot on the microphone.
You're doing a great job.
I'd be great.
Watched you in action.
You're an entertainer. You are.
Yeah. But the Biscuits have been on the road this week, and or this past week.
Yeah.
Okay. Time flies.
Because this is your first day back home.
Yeah, absolutely. The team was on the road in Tennessee the last week through Sunday, and unfortunately dropped the series there. But so still now, I think 8-7 overall, and coming home to, they were in Sevierville, I guess, right outside of Knoxville, okay. Wherever.
Yeah, I know where Sevierville is.
Yeah, yeah. So the Tennessee Smokies.
And who's in town?
This week it's the Mississippi Braves.
Oh,
so, yeah,
cool,
so
cool,
we'll
cool,
get,
cool.
Starting tonight, 6 games against Mississippi Braves, have off next Monday, and then have 6 games against the Chattanooga Lookouts, all right here at Riverwalk Stadium. So
2 weeks of home games.
Yeah, 12 games in 13 days if you're trying to get your Biscuits fixed this week.
The first of two day games tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, our Max Grand Slam school days, always a fun day with all the school kids in the ballpark, so the next two Wednesdays, we'll have 11 a.m. start times. So,
how many school kids are you expecting tomorrow?
Tomorrow is going to be about 2,000, wow. Maybe a little bit more than 2,000. And cool. Then next week is going to be a little bit closer to 3,500. So,
okay.
Yeah, so going to be quite a few school groups coming out.
3,501.
Yeah.
Because
No, that's just schools. That's just schools. That's not other people that are planning on coming to the game. That's just students.
Wow.
They're always fun days at the ballpark. Always loud. As much as the players don't like playing first thing in the morning, I think they do. They do enjoy. I mean, you get a ground out to the first baseman, and every kid in the ballpark's going crazy and screaming because they're just like, "Oh, he hit it! Look at that!"
Typically, what grades are showing up?
It's mostly elementary school, but mm-hmm. you'll have an occasional middle and high school.
I got you.
There.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Everybody wants to know when Rich Thomas is going to be throwing out a first pitch.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to be in a day game next week.
That'd be great. We can do a little weather segment with all the kids. Show them how to read a radar.
You probably put the graph up.
Thing that I've learned is if it's red, it's bad. that's about it. Like, let's avoid the red spot coming towards us.
Absolutely.
I'll accompany you as your pitching coach. I used to pitch.
There you go. There we go.
Yeah, up in Chicago.
We got a whole crew here.
There you go. Yep.
Just a bit outside.
You believe he's 90?
And he's still on the air?
I thought you were saying Rich was 90. I was like, no, I don't believe that.
I'm just aging well.
Yeah, really well.
But John Sterling,
that was sad.
He just retired.
Yeah.
That's
to cheer me up on Sunday, because I'm a big John Sterling fan,
yeah.
Going back to the Braves days. And I answered your trivia question, too, his most memorable call with the Braves.
Yeah, right.
Which was July 4th in 85. Yeah.
The game that went till 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it was like a 17-inning game or something like that.
18 innings.
And the Braves were about to lose it, and then Rick Camp, the only home run he ever hits in his life as a pitcher, comes up, sends it into extras, and Sterling's call, he just went berserk. It was so funny.
Oh, man. Yep.
But sent me a compilation of Sterling's calls. He was so much fun. Those are the kind of announcers that baseball... I don't know. They seem to be going more towards a generic type major league voice. Sterling and the guys that really painted pictures in the summer.
Well, how about our current Yankees? I mean, the current Los Angeles Dodgers play-by-play guy with former Biscuits.
But
right?
Joe Davis is a picture painter.
Yeah, he is.
And think about it. The Biscuits graduate a lot of major league talent. They've also graduated one announcer to... from there to network,
and of course, your Biscuits announcers are doing everything. They're keeping up on other games.
Mm-hmm.
They're answering people on the social media, and they're trying to keep.
Hey,
up
I'm not
the
hitting
game.
Around for anything here, Mike. But I did do minor league play by play for Mike Vec.
Is that right?
Yeah. When he had the Miami Miracle,
Who's the current Biscuits guy?
His name's Jack Sadegan. This is his first year here, so I could have used that information last year, Greg. Whatever. our broadcaster from last year took a job. He's doing the pre- and post-game show with the Rays now, Chris Adams-Wall. And towards the end of last season, we kind of had to piece it together. A few people here, and Jack was with the Mississippi Braves last year and actually filled in for us and did a fantastic job, and we've brought him in as our full-time broadcaster now. I've gone up there for like one or two innings at a time to just mess around.
Yeah,
like I don't really pay attention to the game. I don't know if that's supposed to be something that's out there in the public, but. But no, like it's more. Being the color guy.
Exactly. Paying attention to the game is like, okay, we got one out left. Let me make sure that everybody who's going to be doing this in between inning thing is set up and ready to go.
Have you ever filled out a scorebook? I mean,
kept score
by inning. Yeah.
Yeah. Not since I was younger, but yes. all through high school and stuff. When I was actually playing the game. Right? Yeah.
It's really hard to do too. Yeah.
Wow.
So who's the who have been the top players on the team so far this season?
Well, so far this season, we've had three guys that have been selected Player of the Week for the Southern League. So last week, following our first homestand, our shortstop Carson Williams and pitcher, now I'm blanking on his first name, Wilcox, was the pitcher of the week. And this week, it was one of our catchers, Kenny Piper, was the Player of the Week this week. So the Biscuits have been getting a lot of awards so far early in the season.
My favorite first baseman.
Bob Seymour.
Yeah. What's he doing?
Yeah, Bob's playing well. His teammates are just outdoing him a little bit for the Player of the Week award, I guess. But, no, Bob's playing really well. He's a tremendous power hitter. And
I'm telling you, if you love to watch a power hitter, this guy hit the hardest and furthest ball I have ever seen at Biscuit Stadium.
Yeah, and one thing, though, is he puts the ball in play a lot. He's not like your kind of new-age guy where it's just a home run or a strikeout. Like, Bob's gotten a lot of doubles and singles as well.
That's the Tampa Bay way, right?
Yeah.
I mean, smart baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. Try not to give up any outs.
Did we miss anything?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, biscuitsbaseball.com to check out everything that we have going on coming up this week, starting tonight. 6 o'clock start time tonight. It's our Autism Awareness Night with the Easter Seals. Have to start tonight's game a little bit earlier than our normal 6:35. So 6 o'clock, gates open at 5. And then tomorrow, again, 11 a.m., gates open at 10. So if you're looking for an excuse to skip out of work a little bit early tomorrow, come join us at the ballpark for lunch and don't go back to work.
When's your big Star Wars night?
Star Wars night is this Saturday. So Saturday, was that the 27th? We'll have team will be wearing Star Wars specialty jerseys representing Episode 1.
Cool.
We'll have some Star Wars characters in the ballpark and, of course, post-game Max fireworks like we have every Saturday.
Cool.
Thanks so much for coming by, man. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for the time. Butter up.
Thanks. Yeah.
All right. I'll find your final look at the roads. Let's give it a second.
Well, it's been a busy end to the morning rush, and we've got some accidents right now. Troy Highway and Taylor Road. Please watch out for emergency vehicles there. Earlier, we had an accident 3400 block of Atlanta Highway. That's near the Shell Station. We're hoping that one is out of the way, as well as Vaughn Road and Pike Road. And, of course, Chantilly Parkway, right as you approach I-85. If you're coming up from Walmart, please watch out there. Buckle up, drive carefully. Still a good bit busy over most of the area this morning. Festival Plaza has it all. Stop by Bougie Nails and Spa, share experience and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn, Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad too. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, but we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Why is the word mail even in email? Is there any similarity between email and the Postal Service? One of them operates on a digital fiber optic hyperspeed network. The other is this dazed and confused distant branch of the Cub Scouts out there just bumbling around the streets in embarrassing shorts and jackets with meaningless patches and victory medals. Driving 4 miles an hour, 20 feet at a time on the wrong side of a mentally handicapped Jeep. They always have this emotional, financial meltdown every 3.5 years that their business model from 1630 isn't working anymore. I cannot understand how a 21st century information system based on licking, walking, and a random number of pennies is struggling to compete. They always push the Postmaster General out on TV to explain their difficulties. He's all freaked out, rings under his eyes, no shave. We can't keep it up much longer. Looks like we're going to have to go up another penny on the steps. We're all sitting home. Dude, relax. We even know how much a stamp is anyway. 48, 53, 61. Make it a buck. You're going to get there. If it ends up you got some money left over, buy yourself some pants and a real car. I would say to the Postal Service, if you actually wanted to be helpful to us, just open the letters, read them, and email us what it says.
So what is the, he's right about one thing, what is a first class
letter? Is it 68 cents? Is that what it is?
Is that high now?
Is it? It's ridiculous. If you buy a book of stamps, wow.
It's just another sign of the prosperity we're enjoying under Biden that the post office lowered its standards. You would think with modern transportation and computerized systems for distribution, we wouldn't even need overnight or next day.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, when you pay more than ever for that first-class stamp, they'll only promise you it'll be somewhere in the 48 states out of the 57 we have within 3 to 5 days.
It's not like it used to be, that's for sure.
And it took 4 days. The last card Janelle sent me, postmarked the 19th. I didn't get it till the 23rd.
Wow. They have proposed a price increase for July of this year.
Is that right? To what?
68 cents up to 73 cents.
You're kidding me. 73 cents?
This follows an increase that happened in January of this year and marks the sixth increase in stamp cost since January of 2021.
All right, I'd like to make an announcement. I am not sending out any Christmas cards this year. Every year I threaten not to, but...
We're tight for time here, but I do want to get a final word in for Georgia Floors Direct. When we do that weather, the premiere...
Mm-hmm.
Of Twisters 2.
Yeah.
The Rich Thomas red carpet special. You know, the Georgia Floors Direct will bring the red carpet for that. Because that's what Jeff Mallinson does. Great guy. 300,000 square feet of choices in all types of flooring, including mountains of carpeting, hundreds of room remnants, tile, luxury vinyl plank flooring, laminates, hardwoods, you name it. They've got it all at a wholesale price. And Jeff has a team. I call the Merry Band of Floriers to greet you at the door. Guys like Dustin and Jonathan and Q, who are as well-versed in customer relations and support as anybody. They'll help you find the flooring you're looking for, all at a wholesale price, and arrange installation by one of their professionals. So at the end of the day, it's all Georgia Floors Direct. They've been a flooring destination since 1969. They also do window blinds and marble kitchen countertops, too, with their own installers as well, at Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's.